We continue on with some fantasy football talk. It is the most important day of the fantasy football week, aside from, you know, when games were actually played. It is time for waiver wire this week. A couple more key injuries to help us make all the key decisions. It is Matt Marchese. Matt, how are you today, sir?
I'm good, Peter. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you very much. As I mentioned, a couple more key injuries. It's been the story all season long. Who are a couple of names that are right at the top of your fantasy football waiver wire target list for the upcoming week?
So in Seattle, Chris Carson goes down, and he looks like he's week to week with an injury. And everybody wants to jump on the Carlos Hyde train, but he's got a tight hamstring. So I don't know how much I trust that. To go out and spend a big fab budget on him doesn't make a whole heck of a lot of sense to me. So the guy I'm eyeing in that backfield right now is Travis Homer. He's rostered in just 1% of Yahoo leagues. He's shown some elusiveness. Last year, 6.3 yards per carry. That's pretty good last time I checked. And he had 11 catches. That was in limited spot duty. And this season so far, he's actually looked half decent. So I like Travis Homer, especially if a lot of guys are going to run to the Carlos Hyde train personally. And another guy, if you're looking for a running back, Jamichael Hasty. You know, he was supposed to make an impact this week, and it was all Jeff Wilson Jr. apparently, and no Jerick McKinnon as well. But Jeff Wilson Jr. hits the IR, and lo and behold, there's Jamichael Hasty. He's looked really good. He's averaged 5.2 yards per carry for the Niners so far. So there's a couple of running backs that actually you could pick up and plug and play this week, and you should feel really comfortable with it.
The San Francisco backfield situation is interesting to me, as Jerick McKinnon was healthy by all accounts yesterday, and they just wanted to give him a week off. A lot of people picked him up a while ago and have been relying on him. What do you do with Jerick McKinnon going into this week?
I think you keep him. I'm one of those guys that was relying on him and saw a big donut. I wasn't overly thrilled about it, but I want to say that he just wasn't healthy enough to make an impact, because he's their most dynamic running back left, and that included Jeff Wilson Jr. And I just see a situation where they're going to have to use him this week, especially against the Seahawks, because that's going to be a high-scoring game. And, you know, they will use Jerick McKinnon in the passing game, especially with Deebo Samuel now out. Another guy you should look to pick up would be Brandon Ayuk. He's rostered only 50% of Yahoo leagues. But McKinnon is going to get used in the passing game. I envision that Jamichael Hasty is going to get a lot of the run on first and second down, and they'll mix in McKinnon. But you will see McKinnon used in the passing game. I'd like him more in a PPR format than I do in standard leagues, but he's definitely a hold for me just because he's so dynamic. And with all the injuries that have been happening, geez, I am here. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we have you now.
I feel like I'm in that Verizon commercial. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, well, we have you for the time being anyway. we didn't get your response on the Cleveland Brown situation. Odell Beckham Jr. done for the season. Is there a Brown that you're looking to pick up, or are you looking elsewhere to fill your receiver needs?
I like Cole Beasley as well in PPR format. But Rashard Higgins is actually a good pickup. When you look at the numbers that Rashard Higgins has put up for the Browns in spot duty, they're pretty good. And he's shown a really good rapport with Baker Mayfield dating back to 2018 when Baker was a rookie. And that was Rashard Higgins' best year. They also didn't have Odell Beckham Jr., so you can see maybe why it was such a good year for him. But this is the time. He flashed. He had six catches for 110 yards. That's certainly nothing to sneeze at in terms of production. And the one thing about Baker, when Odell Beckham Jr. is on the field, it seems as though Baker Mayfield kind of forces the ball to him. And we've seen that in the underlying numbers. His QB rating is better without Odell Beckham Jr. on the field. When targeting Odell Beckham Jr., his passer rating isn't as good as when he's targeting Rashard Higgins. He's got a better touchdown-to-interception ratio, and their touchdowns are almost equal. So you look at that type of a player, that's certainly a guy that you can plug into your lineup, because they can't just throw to Jarvis Landry. They got to throw the ball to somebody.
What about Nelson Agholor getting some looks from Derek Carr? He appears to be the apple of the Raiders quarterback's eye. Any interest in adding the Vegas wideout?
I feel like I get, and I don't like to use this term, but I can't really think of anything else to use. And it almost feels like you get a little bit of PTSD when you talk about Nelson Agholor and all the drops and everything that goes along with it. I mean, he's certainly talented. He's shown flashes of brilliance and I wouldn't say greatness, but he's had some great games. And I have a hard time trusting him, but he's really the only other guy outside of Darren Waller who's made any sort of impact in the passing game for the Raiders. And they liked him enough that they brought him in the offseason when nobody else really wanted him. So yeah, he's rostered in a low percentage of leagues. I think it's under double digits, and he's put up some good weeks, and he's been able to stretch the field, something that, you know, the Raiders were hoping that Henry Ruggs could do, and he's done it on a very minimal basis. He's been hurt and whatnot, but like I said, outside of Darren Waller, he's been their most consistent wide receiver, and he's certainly worth a look.
To your point, 6% rostered, Nelson Agholor. So definitely someone who could be available. As mentioned, there's a few receiver situations a little bit up in the air. I want to double back to running back quickly. The New York Jets, it's generally a good idea, just don't own any New York Jets. However, LaMichael Perine didn't look terrible for the Jets in their last game. Any interest in anything in that Jets backfield, or is that just an avoid at all cost?
For me, it's an avoid at all costs. Listen, if you're desperate, then yeah, you should go out and get LaMichael Perine because he's going to get some looks here. He's going to get some usage because they're not going to run Frank Gore 20 times and they're not going to run Tyler Johnson as well. Like, they just won't. LaMichael Perine right now is the most talented running back that they have. He does offer at least some value in the passing game because he's a more adept pass catcher than Frank Gore is at this point in his career. So it's definitely a guy that, you know, is going to get 10 touches a week, and you hope that he gets into the end zone like he did against the Bills this week. That's kind of what you're praying for with almost anybody on the Jets, especially with Jamison Crowder out.
It seems like this is a weekly question that I ask you, but once again, a Dallas Cowboys quarterback goes down with an injury, and they are a team that a lot of people were relying on a lot of their weapons to help them this season. How much concern do you have with quarterback TBA at the helm for the Cowboys for some of their weapons like a Zeke or Amari Cooper or Michael Gallup?
It's frightening, really. I couldn't have been more wrong on what the Cowboys offense was going to look like without Dak Prescott. But in my defense, I never envisioned that the offensive line would be as bad as they've been and as banged up as they've been. So Gallup is a sit for me, and you're going to play Ezekiel Elliott. And honestly, with all the depth there is at wide receiver this season, I would be playing Amari Cooper as a flex play. I just feel like there's guys that can put up better weekly numbers, and I know that people are going to criticize this, but how can you trust that offensive line with any quarterback other than Dak Prescott right now? I can't see any situation in which you can. Ben DiNucci might be starting this week. Listen, that doesn't do it for me. Maybe they're just going to get down and they're going to be able to huck the ball around, but they got to be able to have time to throw the ball. Just because you're down doesn't mean that you're going to be able to put up numbers automatically. If you're constantly being pressured as a quarterback, it's kind of hard to get the ball. We saw that last night with Nick Foles. If the offensive line play isn't good enough, you're just not going to succeed.
Yeah, no, and that's I'm trying to not talk about the Bears as much as possible. That game was disgusting. But yeah, no, you are absolutely right on that. A couple more on guys who are making their way back into the NFL. Antonio Brown going to the Bucs. I try to not talk about Antonio Brown as much as possible, but how much does his signing affect the weapons for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Well, we learned today that Chris Godwin has a fractured finger, so that will certainly play into account. Mike Evans, and I wrote about this in my column that comes out tomorrow, Mike Evans has become a touchdown-dependent boomer-bust wide receiver. I can't believe that I'm saying that. Now, while I do say that, I also believe that there is a very good chance that Mike Evans is banged up because he can't be this bad. He's just too talented. He's come into every season either I believe he has a 1,000-yard season in every year he's played, except for maybe one where he got hurt. So he's prolific. That there's no question about that. So that doesn't make any sense to me. He has to be banged up. Antonio Brown comes in, and Tom Brady has this affinity for him. I get the affinity for the talent. I understand that. I don't know where the connection comes from. They played one game together in New England. So it certainly didn't come from there. But he's talented, and he's going to demand a target share. He's not coming to New England, he's not coming to Tampa Bay to do nothing. He's not going there to get less than 5 targets a game. He's too talented for that. So I'd be curious to see what happens, but the one guy whose role I don't think changes is Rob Gronkowski, who's been really good the last 2 weeks. I believe he's tight end 6 over the last 2 weeks. So when you're talking about a guy whose role is going to change, his won't. And I think that Antonio Brown is going to be relied upon a lot because historically we've seen Tom Brady loves guys that he can rely on, and Antonio Brown might be one of those guys.
And last one for you, Dez Bryant back in the National Football League on a practice squad with the Baltimore Ravens. Is that one look worth any kind of a speculative ad, or are you going to wait on that one?
In a really deep league, I think it's worth a speculative ad. He is going on the practice roster, so there's some concern that he might not even get into a game. But the fact that Dez Bryant has even gotten to this point after tearing his Achilles, you know, in practice before even playing a game with the New Orleans Saints, is pretty impressive. The talent was always there. You just worry about a guy who is a little bit older. He's not old, but he's older by football standards. That's coming back from an injury like that. I don't know what his burst level is going to be. I really don't know what he has left in the tank. But Baltimore hasn't been getting much out of their receiving core. You're talking Miles Boykin's been fairly invisible, and there was a lot of hope for him. Devin Duvernay has kind of flashed at times. Willie Snead is, as they call it, a jag, just a guy. So I look at it as why not if you're in a deep league, because he's certainly proven in the past that he could be a really good receiver, but he looked slow at the end of his tenure in Dallas, and I wonder how much of that carries over.
Matt, awesome stuff, man. Thanks for doing this today. We will let you go so you can get to your destination. We'll look out for the article on sportsnet.ca, and we'll chat next week.
Thanks, Peter. We'll talk to you next week.